And on today's Windy City Crickcast, we give you the play-by-play of the 2008 Windy City Gay Idols. Who was our big winner? And when I say we, I mean myself and the fabulous correspondent from Toronto, Deb Pierce, who is here with me all weekend long. Fabulous. Girls had fun. And Lady Gaga was with us. Was she gaga or ga-not? We tell you. I went to True Colors. I haven't talked about it, but I'm going to tell you about my very special and personal meeting with Rosie. Yes, Rosie O'Donnell. And Richard Knight Jr. on with us. He's given us his review of Savage Grace. God, there's a lot in this show. I'm tired.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Windy City Queer Cast.
We are talking mega gay.
Oh, I like that.
I'm Deb Pierce.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This Queer Cast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Bud Light keeps it coming.
American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow.
And by Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Still so many answers, I don't know. There are so many answers. Realize that true question.
And you're listening to Windy City Queer Cast, show number 218. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Deb Pierce.
And here we are at Circuit Nightclub for Gay Idol.
I can't even stand it. I'm looking at you. We're not even talking on the phone. We're actually here in Chicago.
In Chartreuse in Chicago.
I am.
It's the of your experience.
I know.
And Cray's just sitting here. Hey, Cray, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Are you excited?
I am.
I'm a little nervous tonight. There's like a lot of shit about to happen here.
It's kinetic.
A lot of stuff happening.
That's right. It doesn't suck cock.
It doesn't.
I got to say it.
You do get to say it.
Nice.
He's not even a homosexual. He just wants to say suck cock.
I suck.
He's that kind.
I
there
say
was a slight. There
cock.
Was. You could say that really well.
Yeah. He hangs around us a lot.
Yeah.
Us gays.
You should see my wardrobe.
He's cloned in the gay community.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You're in.
He's so good.
It's fabulous.
It's
oh my
fun.
God! You just used that word because you could.
He totally can. So this entire Queercast is going to be brought to you from the Windy City Gay Idols. I know you've got to go do what you got to do. You've given me my microphone.
Which is covered in lipstick. Do a lot of drag queens use that?
I think Gaga.
That's the same exact thing
that I said.
So we're
good. And Kathleen Ulm, our very own promotions director. How are you, Kathleen?
I'm good.
Are you excited? We're moments away from the Windy City Gay Idol. So
totally excited.
You've never been on the podcast, so there you are. Now you have been.
Okay, now I'm done.
All right, now you're done. All right, what do you need to tell me? We're going to record this. Anything?
Can it be a Bud Light and other Bud products in the buckets?
Yes. It can be Bud Light and any Bud products. Bud Select 312. Miller.
Gotcha.
Ah, we are a Bud Light station. Always worth it. Keep it coming. All those flavors. All right.
That was almost a shameless plug.
It was.
That kind of worked
is,
right into
it's
the
It's a totally shameless
show.
Plug.
I like it.
Totally shameless plug. So you flew
we're
down here.
Yes.
And now
it was
you're
a
here?
Really short flight. It was a long drive. It was just as long to get from the airport to the hotel as it was to fly almost.
Yeah, it's a long little schlep on a busy Friday.
Bad.
But it's exciting.
Oh, my God. And I walk up, and I'm like, this is an event that I want to be part of. There's a lineup outside.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's a lineup.
Yeah.
This is big time.
Friday afternoon at 6 o'clock, there's a lineup.
Yeah, the light, the sun is out.
Yeah, it's a bit strange.
And people are already drinking.
I can't believe I'm looking at you. It's kind of exciting.
It is kind of weird. And I'm not dressed as a skeleton like
you're
the last
not.
Time
you
we saw.
You're not. You look super cute
in
your very gangsta
with me,
striped
please.
Pants. I'll totally flirt with you,
thank
and I'll get
you.
Paid for doing it tonight,
thank
which
you.
Is always good that we get paid to flirt with each other. And your chartreuse tie, which matches your very cute chartreuse shirt.
We'll have to take a picture and put it on the website so people can really actually see what you're talking about.
I'm going
to
be wearing fuchsia sequins.
I can't wait. It's ridiculous.
Angelique Monroe helped me and said it's not too hoochie mama and that my shoes were not too drag queen. She said, not on you, honey.
You
so
can really
good.
Pull it out.
I'm trying.
So your hair's done, your makeup's done.
I have a faux hawk. I have a faux hawk, which is the non-committal mohawk. It's
you
the
do,
non-committal.
It's a Tina Turner. You know, remember that?
Yeah. It's my Sanjaya look. Did y'all get American Idol
my God,
up there?
Of course.
I kind of have the Sanjaya look, but I'm not as cute or as Indian. But other than that.
But it's an idol moment. That's
it's an idol moment.
How do you think the contestants are feeling? I'd be nervous.
I think they're nervous. I'm excited because Lady Gaga's performing. So that's, and all of our, four of our past idols are going to perform, which is really going to be, we've
that's
never a, had that happen.
That's
so,
a lot of singing tonight.
It's a lot of singing tonight. We're going to be hoarse. That's why we're going to record a little bit now here before we
get
started.
And I haven't had a drink yet. So this is maybe the most coherent, because I've got the tolerance of a preschooler. Like, I can't drink much.
Okay, well, you're on water and
right.
Bud Light. We'll water down your Bud Light.
Yeah. Well, the beer is a lot lighter here anyway, so.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
so
strong.
Are the gays. We're lighter in our loafers.
You are.
We're
you
just
are
really gay.
It is, this space, Club Circuit, is gorgeous. We don't have a club like this in Toronto.
Yeah.
Montreal, maybe, but
Circuit's
Toronto, no
uber way. Gay. It's pretty fun. We're going to take you to a lot of clubs tonight, so we're going to maybe record some on the strip, but up and down the strip, it's going to be scary. So let's do the serious stuff now.
Okay.
So I'm going to let Di take us to the news. We'll do that, and then we'll be back. More Gay Idol, all this Queercast.
Woohoo!
Welcome to Can Camp!
America's premier summer camp for GLBT adults. Dozens of daily activities like swimming, softball, and tennis. And special evening programs every night.
The tea dance was a lot of fun.
I love the barn dance. That's my favorite part of camp.
The talent show. I absolutely love the talent show.
Remember when summer was the best time ever?
Well, it still is.
Camp Camp.
August 24th through the 31st. Visit campcamp.com.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is The Week in News. Two California counties have decided to halt the performance of all marriage ceremonies in an attempt to avoid same-sex marriages. Kern and Butte County cited budget issues, saying they don't have the resources to perform both gay and straight weddings, but same-sex marriage advocates say the real reason is anti-gay discrimination. Both counties are in rural, conservative areas. Gay California couples start saying, I do, June 17th.
Two gay activists have been added to Democrat Barack Obama's presidential election team. Former Stonewall Democrats executive director and the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force Action Fund Public Policy and Government Affairs director, Dave Noble, has been named the director of the GLBT vote. Brian Bond, executive director of the DNC's Gay and Lesbian Leadership Council, has been named the director of constituencies.
Openly gay U.S. Episcopal Bishop Gene Robinson entered into a civil union with his longtime partner, Mark Andrew, in a private ceremony. About 120 guests attended the New Hampshire ceremony for the partners who have been together 20 years. 5 years ago, Robinson became the church's first openly gay bishop.
Norway became the sixth country to approve same-sex marriage. Despite opposition, the law allowing gay marriage is won by a two-thirds majority. The law will advance gay rights in the country beyond marriage, while making the adoption process easier for gay couples and making lesbian couples eligible for state-funded fertility drugs.
Coors Brewing Company, which has battled accusations of homophobia for years, became the first corporation to commit funds to the Matthew Shepard Foundation's new campaign. The beer company will match 100% of the first $25,000 in individual donations made through the foundation's Campaign to Erase Hate website.
An online video series aimed at increasing safer sex among gay men recently went live. The website, HIVBigDeal.org, uses online video in hopes of motivating men who have sex with men to engage in safe sex. The video series is titled HIV is Still a Big Deal, which blends the fictional story of Josh with research-based education methods in order to create an effective intervention tool.
Young actor Shia LaBeouf from Transformers and Indiana Jones recently apologized for a YouTube video in which the star calls his friend an anti-gay slur at a house party. LaBeouf's rep said the actor is very embarrassed about the video and regrets using the word in any capacity. According to his rep, the slur was used in jest and the video was recorded several years ago.
Well, MTV reality star Tila Tequila said Californians can thank her for the legalization of gay marriage. Oh, yes. Tequila said, "It's because of me. I definitely think my show has helped the movement. Before it came out, everyone was still a little apprehensive about same-sex relationships. Then they realized, wow, everyone is really into this stuff, and it's fine. The next thing you know, gay marriage is legal."
And that's the Week in News, brought to you by Windy City Times.
All right, we are back, and you know what is crazy is that it's the next day. It's the next day. We went into the news.
It's got to be the morning after.
Kind of is. And you're already singing. You're feeling inspired from last night.
I can't stop singing.
It's great. The idol is over. We have picked our idol. Boy, there's no suspense around that. We were talking and then did some news, and we're back, and it's all done. It felt almost that fast, and at the same time,
it was
a month.
It seemed like in hours it was a long night,
yeah.
The Gay Idol, but it was so fast-paced. I mean, you put a lot of miles on those feet last night.
I did put on some miles on those feet.
You were really working it, and you kept the room going. And nobody was lost. Like, everyone was really respectful of the singers.
Yeah.
Like, you sit and you listen to your friend.
Right.
Right? And you want to vote for your friend.
Yeah.
But the whole audience was listening to everybody. It was very respectful.
Yeah.
It was like a Canadian audience, to be honest.
It was a Canadian audience because you are polite.
Oh, we're very polite.
Friendly,
thanks for saying so.
Polite. And here in our states, you're even more friendly and more polite.
I know. It's true.
You're
weird.
One-upping us the whole time here.
Well, we like to do that.
Hey, we had so much. It was such a fun night. Let's kind of talk about it and some of our favorite moments and how the night went, because after we left backstage, we were kind of had a big entrance with our 2006 Windy City Gay Idol.
Right.
Christy Fairbairn sang the national anthem, which
yep.
I don't know if you know our national anthem
of
very
course,
well.
Of course.
We could have had you sing O
Canada. I kept
Canada.
Breaking into O Canada
yeah.
every chance I could.
Would you like to sing it now?
Nope.
Okay. So
Canada. No.
There you go.
In French?
Okay.
No.
It's the same, isn't it? Oh, Canada! It's the same.
Terres à nos aïeux. No.
I like your national anthem.
Yeah, it's good. It's nice.
It's really nice.
It doesn't have the big climax.
It doesn't have the big ending.
I'll tell you, after...
It's
after
a gentle,
your...
polite, and friendly kind of...
like,
ours is like, we're going to kill you!
I know,
because we're
and
the
ours
best.
Is, and scene.
And scene.
Last night, after you started it, I said, play ball to the Canadian to my left. Because I always feel like that's what you're supposed to do after you do your anthem.
I think so.
It's always play
well,
ball.
Well, that's kind of my thought for having her start off that. Also because...
It was nice.
And people listening from around the world, if you happen to be in Chicago in 2006, Christy, her big first appearance, and let me tell you, it was a big appearance, was to sing the Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem. At the opening ceremonies of the Gay Games. So she sang that in front of 40,000 people in Soldier Field, which
My
is where the Chicago Bears perform. And she did us so proud. She sounded
she really
extraordinary.
Earned that title in 06. She's got a beautiful voice.
Really fantastic. And that year, she sported out some Broadway and some Dixie Chicks. And
that's versatile.
Very versatile. And so she kicked it off.
Versatile.
I say versatile.
Versatile.
I'm Southern.
Versatile.
Like that. So Christy kicked it off, and then I appeared in my Dayglow outfit.
Can I just say, head to toe, here we go.
We were both Dayglow.
You
were very sharp Dayglow.
No, you looked stunning. Aww. And your hair was pulled back. You had these beautiful earrings on.
We'll have to post a picture of you and me.
I haven't even seen pictures yet.
I haven't either.
Okay. So a fuchsia sequin gown. A short gown.
Yeah. No.
Mini dress.
Barely a dress.
Barely.
People ask me if I had it made for me. Was I poured into it that
it
much?
It just covered what needed to be covered.
Barely.
Mm-hmm. People
barely
in the front row were pretty happy.
Woo!
And then down on your feet, of course, like crazy drag queen / stripper shoes. Like,
yeah.
Like
my friend George said, my wife and I have a bet on whether or not those were really your shoes. And I had to tell her today, they were actually my shoes. I actually think I wore them to sing in the Gay Games closing ceremonies in Wrigley Field. So
they're ambitious.
They're ambitious. And
they
my
are...
feet are okay. I can't believe it. But it was fun. I felt like I needed to take it up a notch this year.
And that was your opening line, because people probably expected you to wear something different.
Yeah, jeans, rocker. And
right.
It's kind of what I normally do.
Right.
No. I had the glitz, the glam. I'm also very inspired by Kat DeLeon, So You Think You Can Dance. It's like my favorite like show.
Right.
And it's now back on. So,
and it's crossing over into your wardrobe and stage.
It is. And she's cute and British, and she wears little shrift dresses, and she says things like, "Now let's go to our judges." I love how she says that.
I know, she says judges.
It's so cute.
Cool.
And we had such great judges last night.
They were
DJ
great.
Dragonfire, who you said you know.
I know, we're drag kings together years and years ago. Yeah, I've been drag kinging in Toronto forever, and I'm actually, I talked to... I don't know if he goes by a drag name, I guess. Probably he or she.
Sophia?
Yeah, okay.
Sophia Sapphire.
I say so. Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Was one of our judges? No.
Who was I talking about?
Oh, you're talking about Dragonfire.
Yeah.
I don't know what Kate's drag name is. Everybody, I just know
I have it in my
Kate
bag.
Or Dragonfire. Yeah. DJ yeah. Dragonfire.
Very eloquent. Very well spoken. Yes. Yeah.
She was really great. And then Sophia Sapphire was there, who I have finally decided, you know, we think we are similar. We look similarly. And I realized in the wild card night at Gay Idol that she looks like Laura Dern. And I finally...
Oh, yeah, she's got the Laura Dern eyes.
On image of Laura Dern. And when the puppy episode of Ellen came out, everybody said, you still look like Laura Dern. You still look like Laura Dern would tell me that, which I didn't ever see because she's so damn skinny.
Now I'm seeing it for you, too.
But there are moments in that puppy episode of Ellen when she's in profile where I see me. And that's when you know it freaks you out.
It's interesting.
Have you ever had that?
Maybe when the film Richie Rich came out.
No!
I look like him. No, I never see myself. I kind of look like the generic dyke, I think. I've got that.
You don't look like the generic dyke.
I hope I don't, but, you know, I've got the short hair, whatever.
Well, you know what you look like? You look like Skeletor.
Oh, yeah, on Halloween. Can we update some of those pictures?
All right, Di, we're gonna pop out some good pictures. We have actually your beautiful picture. You were cover girl, feature girl in the Windy City Times this week.
I didn't even read the article yet. Well, I must.
You got it for the plane.
Okay.
You got it. Yep. Andrew spotted out a great interview with you.
I meant to meet him last night. So, Andrew, if you're listening now, I'm sad that I didn't meet you.
I know.
Yeah, we had some business to attend to. Let's just leave it at that.
I've heard about this business. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say it on the podcast, but it's still legal. I could say it, but I'm not going to.
No, let's not. Just in case it becomes an anonymous donor. Yeah. Oh, I've said it.
What? Let's keep it precious.
Okay, so those are two of the four judges.
Yes. We also had Kirk Williamson, who is our newscaster on here. I love that he gets to let his hair down a little bit. You know,
his outfit confused me.
His outfit was so cute, wasn't it?
There was a lot going on.
Yes. He went and sported out that outfit.
And he bought a brooch, like a beautiful flower brooch for his hat right after, like as a last minute gay purchase.
He looked adorable.
He's so gay.
And his little tank that said vote really big on it. I thought, he's just cute.
He was sort of almost being the Simon, but a nice version of Simon. Like a very honest, earnest judge.
Yeah,
As opposed to, you know, people were saying really nice things. And I really like that about the night. It doesn't have to be.
Yeah. It's a celebration. By the time you get to the finals, it's a celebration.
Well, yeah. And if you've made it there, you've got some talent.
Yeah, absolutely. And then we had the lovely Steven Rader, who just had all guns ablazing last night. He really loves this event.
His whole face was a big smiling flower all night. He was just smiling. He's really into it, and I look over at him, and he was looking at me, I think, or someone near me, because we knew every word to every single song that everyone sang.
Yeah.
And he was, I'm sure he was putting himself onto that stage, how would I take that?
Yeah.
How's that going for that? And then put himself into that artist on stage, the contestant, and saw how they were really getting into it, or the eyes closed, or the rocker contestant number three.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Who did Dear Mr. President, Chill Bumps. Chill Bumps. Yeah.
Bold choice.
Really bold choice.
I love that he picks a number of female-identified artists to cover.
He did Cyndi Lauper, too.
Yeah.
He didn't make it to our top six. No.
No. Well, it's too hard. Yes, he did make it to the top six.
He did make it to the top six. He didn't make it to the top three.
Right.
But I was really happy he made it to the top six, so he got to do Dear
good
Mr.
Talent.
President.
Really, really great talent. And really sweet to each other, too. There wasn't anything weird.
Yeah, you know, I thought that we had a really, really generous group this year. We had... just diversity of age, diversity of song style.
You know what I was thinking?
Racial diversity. We had like absolutely everything represented on
that stage. The United Nations of Idol.
We were the United Nations of Idol.
UN Idol. You know what I was wondering?
We needed a Gaysian. That's all we needed.
Do you?
I love the gay Asians, and we didn't have one of those.
I love that you made that one word. Do you think anybody would pose as a gay to win this contest? Or do you think any of them were actually bisexual?
Well, we have a little, people can go and download this past week's Windy City Times before the new one comes out, and then they're archived. But actually, Marla must be bisexual because she has a boyfriend.
Okay.
So there you go.
That could be a trans man as well, though.
he could be
trans.
Oh, he could be trans.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. I thought you were saying she was a drag queen.
She's gorgeous.
She's a pretty girl.
I took pictures to bring home to my girlfriend.
That
one. Oh, yeah.
That's your type?
Oh, that's her type.
That's her type?
Yeah. And so were all the boys of color that you really liked.
The sweet Malik. Malik brought me flowers. I've never had an Idol contestant bring me flowers. I think he's so sweet and
he's
so beautiful.
He's really sweet.
And the lovely Antonio.
Yeah, they're great.
And the sweet Sean. We had such great guys. And Judith, our rocker... Because she was great. And then the
Lori from Lockport, who sang Melissa Etheridge. You just got to have some Melissa Etheridge in an Idol contest every year. I was surprised we didn't have any Elton and we didn't have any George Michael, because normally you got it.
George is pretty. That's pretty.
The three big gays. I think it would be hard to sing. Yeah, but people try.
Yeah, really? Yeah.
Well, nobody's ever really soared doing it, but I know. That's my dog hair. Di's like picking up, Deb's like picking up dog hair all over the place.
No, I was just playing with it. I thought it was my leg hair, thinking I needed a trim. Leg hair. I'm like, wow, that's 4 inches. Ooh, that's unattended.
That's shocking. So we went through the first round of contestants. I'm trying to think of whom else I'm forgetting.
You know what's interesting is that we actually haven't talked about who won.
Well, that was
her involvement in being a certain contestant number.
We had Brian, sweet, sweet Brian, and James, who looks like exactly like John Stamos. We think he looks just like John Stamos.
Oh, yeah, you're right on that one.
What's his name on Full House?
That's
whatever it is.
Joey?
Kirk, like, yelled it out last night. And Allison, so sweet. I thought Allison picked the wrong song, but she actually has a really, really beautiful voice. Everybody came up to me last night.
Oh, yeah.
Was just really appreciative. But our big winner of the night was Miss Corey, who's our first singer of the night and had to kind of lead. She's like a thoroughbred that starts running really fast on the race, and you think she's not going to be able to do this, you know, be the lead all the way from the beginning to the end.
And she set the bar really high. I thought, I am in for a real treat. If anyone's close to this vocal talent, it's going to be a great night.
Yeah.
Because you kind of expect, I kind of expected maybe that there'd be some weak links. Not so much.
Yeah.
Not so much. But she had a lot of support. Rowdy. Her mother in the front row.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Taking things out of my hands.
We had a lot of parents actually there. We actually had a lot of parents there. And we had a lot of parents at Sidetrack for our semifinals. Because we actually had a number. I mean, I would say a handful of extremely talented people who did not make it this year to the finals.
Really?
So just bad song choice. Or, I mean, so many things go into it. Song choice. And because you don't have to have the most friends if you can capture the audience from the beginning, and people start going, you're going to be my number two. And then, you know, it happens sometimes.
The voting styles were great with the three sheets and whittling down two, and then
it really gets to a really honest place of who, you know, who should really be in the
front. I could have voted. I didn't vote.
Yeah, I don't ever vote.
Yeah, I thought maybe I shouldn't.
Yeah.
I wished everybody, like I told everybody that I hope they break a leg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Corey will be, on the scene. She'll be performing at Hala Week in Toronto. Tell us what Hala Week is, because I was there last year, but you were hosting it. That was your big gig.
That's right.
And I want people to go this Halloween to, sorry, Chicago, but I want everybody to go north and go to Toronto, because I had so much fun. Is there a history of Halloween being a big holiday for?
Halloween, traditionally in Toronto for the gay district, we close down the street at about 6 o'clock at night. No matter what night it is, Monday through Sunday, we close down the street traditionally. And we can't drink on the streets, but people will parade through, and everyone comes through and gets pictures of all the fantastic. Like, people really outdo themselves. There are no costume contests per se, but there's a stretch, not nearly as big now that I've seen Halsted, but there's
It's still a really long stretch.
It's a long stretch, it's but like not even close.
You're like a small Chicago boys town.
Yeah.
Just a little smaller.
It's packed. Like, it's really packed.
Yeah. We're spread out.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, it's a huge event. All the bars are packed. All the shows, of course, are Halloween themed, and it's usually on the street. Well, last year they actually did a whole week beforehand with pumpkin carving and storefronts getting involved in window displays and decorating. Yeah. Of course, leading up to the final night, which was Halloween night, huge stage, video, music, smoke machines, and I was emceeing it, and there was talent there. There was, of course, the Gay Idol 2007 winner,
Dan Carey, who sang last night.
Yes,
he did.
Yeah, he did. He sang a country song.
Yeah.
Trisha.
Before He Cheats. It's the
Carrie
new
Underwood.
Carrie Underwood song.
Yeah. He did really well. He can hit those nice high notes.
Great rocker voice.
But it's a great night, and it was our first year doing it, and Toronto's going to be doing it again. It's just a
huge
event.
It's your first year
event.
To make it official, though, because literally, you created a festival around something that was already happening.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not like it's the first year, so it's a startup. It's
right.
Like, we've just officially given this a name now.
And a sound system.
And a basically. Sound system, because the flooding of the people on the streets, and it's great people watching. Yeah. And you can kind of pop in and out of different bars. The weather
it's so
was
good.
Glorious until the rainstorm came.
I know, wasn't that
But that
weird?
Was late. We were done. I mean, the night was kind of officially over.
And Thriller had just done, they did a yep. final of the Thriller, and people were coming actually out of the crowd.
Yeah.
We had a great makeup artist that did myself and as a yeah. skeleton and just crazy, and a VIP lounge that you were in. And then yep. that ended up being a holding tank for a huge costume contest. Yeah. So
it was great. Genius. It's genius. So it's Halloween.
Yep.
So it's not a date you'll forget. And everybody should head up to Toronto. My yeah. grandmother will be turning 100 this Halloween. So this May year, I don't know if I'll have to skip, but I hope not. Maybe I can like kind of celebrate her birthday and then pop up there. All on the same day. Could happen.
Yeah, it's a good night.
It's easy. It's easy little fun.
So that's one of the things that the Gay Idol winner wins. Beyond you do amazing prizing at Gay Idol.
I looked
at the thing that with the big reveal at the end.
Yep.
With the DVD players and the bikes and the theater.
That was good.
Tickets,
we've never done that either. That was very dramatic. We decided to hold off. Normally it's just out there.
I didn't know why it was there for the longest time. I thought maybe it was a different event, and then
yep.
the screen started going
the
up.
The mountain
higher
bike and the portable DVD players and the Broadway and Chicago posters and everything, and
amazing.
American Airlines tickets. And
my God, that's
cash
huge. Huge.
It's great fun. It's great fun. Okay, so there was one moment in the night where I got to like stop and be an audience member. We're going to talk about that after I tell
yeah.
you how you all can be an audience member, because there's still great theater going on in Chicago. And I have to give a plug and say that I did go see The Lion in Winter up in Glencoe. And if you think that Glencoe is too far to leave the city, make an afternoon of it. Take the train if you don't have a car, because this production is really riveting, genius, funny, and there's some homosexuality in Lion in Winter if you didn't know that.
What?
So it's really, really such a good play. It's family drama at its best and great old British history. And it's really an amazing, amazing, amazing production. I can't say enough. The Wall Street Journal said it was literally first-class theater for anywhere, any city in America. They got brilliant reviews. So, but there's other shows going on as well. All of them I have not seen yet. And also, Richard Knight Jr. with us with the new Julianne Moore movie, Savage Grace, I believe is the name of the movie. I haven't seen that yet, but I love me some Julianne Moore.
She's great.
The redheads, they kind of kill me. Ugh. Wow. All right. So we're going to do that, and then we'll come back and tell you when I got to be an audience member for just about 10 glorious minutes.
You really loved it.
It was good. Mm-hmm.
The critics call it a blockbuster, a phenomenon, a show that makes you laugh, cry, and think. Audiences call it the most thrillifying theatrical experience of a lifetime. Now, at Chicago's Ford Center Oriental Theater, you can discover for yourself that everything you've heard about Wicked is true. Wicked, the untold story of the Witches of Oz, the musical that changed Chicago for good.
Boss's favorite team, the Wizard and Lev.
Are you ready to meet the Wizard? Call Ticketmaster.com today.
Culture Club.
Culture Club.
Culture Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Weird.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of June 16th, 2008, you're in Chicago's Culture Club.
Writers Theater presents The Lion in Winter by James Goldman, directed by Rick Snyder. The Wall Street Journal calls it one of the finest shows in recent seasons, not just in Chicagoland, but in all of America. And the Chicago Tribune calls it a juicy revival. For tickets and more about The Lion in Winter, log on to writerstheater.org.
Get your toughest problem solved by a beloved Chicago expert. Judith Ivey comes to Northlight Theater fresh from Broadway to star as columnist Ann Landers in the Chicago critical hit, The Lady with All the Answers, playing now through June 29th. To purchase tickets to The Lady with All the Answers, visit northlight.org.
Bohemian Theater Ensemble presents the musical phenomenon Jekyll and Hyde in a complete reimagining of this gothic tale, accentuating the power of the original in a fresh, exciting new way. Jekyll and Hyde is Jeff nominated and playing now through July 20th at the Theater Building Chicago, 1225 West Belmont. Call 773-327-5252 for tickets. Mention the word facade and get $5 off the regular ticket price.
Looking Glass Theater Company presents Nelson Algren for Keeps in a Single Day, the words of Nelson Algren with films and original music. Produced in association with the Museum of Contemporary Art and playing now on the MCA stage. For tickets and more, visit lookingglasstheater.org.
And for more Culture Club, visit windycitytimes.com.
Hi there, I'm Proud FM's Deb Pierce, Toronto's official queerespondent. I'll be keeping you plugged into what's hot in Toronto this summer. Toronto's patio season is upon us, and that means Pride Week isn't that far away. Come join me and a million other people for Unified the week of June 20th to 29th. It promises to be one of the best prides ever, with headliner Sandra Bernhard and Spice Girl Melanie C already confirmed to perform. Look for me in Chicago on Friday, June 13th at Gay Idol at Circuit Nightclub. Visit www.torontotourism.com to find out why you should be heading to Toronto this summer. Hope to see you soon.
Hello, pineapples. I'm Miss Fousey, and you're listening to Windy City Queer Cast. I love them.
Let's go to the movies anyway and see.
I'm Richard Dantini with another Night at the Movies Minute. 16 years after Out director Tom Kalin helped spur the new queer cinema movement with Swoon, he's back with Savage Grace. The film is based on the notorious murder of wealthy social climber Barbara Bakeland in 1972 by her schizophrenic homosexual son Tony, who also just happened to be her sometime lover. Money, madness, incest, matricide, gay sex, retro fashions, what could be more cinematic than this? Yet, though Kalin's film doesn't skimp on the lurid aspects of this creepy, dysfunctional pair, which makes for a hot-blooded good time, it omits crucial explanations for the character's aberrant behavior. But even with these lapses, Savage Grace is a doozy, a film with ice in its veins. The movie tracks the decadent marriage of Barbara, played by Julianne Moore, to Bakelite plastics heir Brooks, and her smothering of little Tony as he grows up jet-setting around Europe during the 1950s and 60s. After the marriage dissolves, an unnatural intimacy develops between mother and son, though clearly Tony is gay. The last sequence in which the duo has sex at Barbara's instigation, followed by Tony's stabbing her to death, has the fascination of a car wreck, as one would expect. The performances are excellent, with Moore, one of the movie's most fearless actors, as usual, not hesitating to head emotionally for the deep end. Eddie Redmayne as Tony holds his own in his underwritten part, while Stephen Delane is droll and appropriately caddish as the distant father. And Hugh Dancy has a great cameo as Sam, an effete aesthete who comes to stay with Barbara and Tony and ends up sleeping with both. Readers of the book, which is also titled Savage Grace, an excellent read, by the way, will have the benefit of getting a fuller story, though Kalin's stylish film might be more than enough time for most to spend with these really disturbing folks. I'm Richard Dyke Jr., and that's your Night at the Movies Minute.
Do you ever feel like you're on a one-sided relationship? That your boyfriend or your girlfriend just doesn't communicate with you in the way that you'd like? Well, bitches, I want you to post a comment. Post a comment. Go to any show. It's so easy. Go to our website, windycityqueercast.com, and let me know what you think. Talk to me, babies. I want to hear from you. Go to windycityqueercast.com, post a comment. I promise I'll get back to you.
Me.
And so my 10 glorious minutes were Lady Gaga.
She and her dancers.
Awesome.
Were fantastic.
Was she?
I got the privilege, of course, of being backstage with them. So yeah. I play her on Proud FM all the time. We play her probably every 3 hours.
We've played her on the podcast. We will play her more. We need the whole CD because I want to play more.
Right. And I want to interview her. I'm
going
to have her.
You're going to.
Yeah,
I'm going to.
Yeah, we are.
We're going to become buds with Lady Gaga. Yeah, I could be a groupie. I could be a Gaga groupie.
Oh, my God. You're going to be a Gaga. Ourselves?
I'm just Gaga for Gaga. Where did she get this name? That's my first question.
Good question. I'm going to beat you
to
it.
Don't steal
it.
Don't steal it.
No, you know what? I'm going
to. This is why we couldn't be in the same market. They won't let two lesbians have a microphone.
That's true.
It's crazy.
I'm going to call her right now. I got to go. I'm going to call her right now. It was great. I got to be behind the stages and the stage, and I thought, you know, they could be great. They look really interesting. It's very performance. You said it. You hit the nail on the head completely. Total performance artist. Outfits.
Coleman
right?
Domingo said she's like Grace Jones. I said she's like the early Blondie. But tell people what the outfits look like.
Well, she had vinyl or leather pleather pants on with heels. And then she had these sort of almost Ziggy Stardust-y sort of David Bowie-ish shoulder pads on a jacket. And I don't know what she...
All black.
All black with a bit of red. Her dancers were in all black with these plasticky kind of weird croc shoes, but not crocs. She came out with these black glasses on, her jet, like her just her white, snow white hair.
The sharp this, bang, long.
Right. And this like very interesting hood.
Yeah, red sort of hood.
Yeah, that was very Grace Jones, I thought. Hood was very,
very
cool.
Grace Jones.
And then came out and they were in this, because you lifted, it was so smart the way the stage was. That lifted up the screen and the audience. All we saw was this tangled mess of
three women,
an artist in the middle and a left and a right sort of dancer.
Yeah.
And then the music started and it was choreoed to the T. So good. And you know what I was really happy about, Amy? She could sing.
She can really sing.
She can really sing. She plays piano. You know what she told me?
Uh-uh.
Oh, maybe I'll save it for my show. No, no! I'll tell you.
Give me the scoop.
She has studied with Christina Aguilera's vocal coach.
I'm sure she has.
She's got a great voice, and I'm
so
happy.
I like her voice better than Christina Aguilera.
Yeah.
She doesn't put it to that forward play, so I like it. It sits more right up
and
down.
Lady Gaga sounds like she smokes a lot, but I don't think she does.
I don't know, but she's got some power, and just power in her moves, and such, it's so stylistic to watch her. You know, she had this cane, the crystal
that lit
end
up.
Of it.
She made that herself.
Genius. I mean, like, there's
so
just,
good.
You know, and she was singing songs off her new CD, The Fame, which is coming out here in September, but we just announced this weekend, at Gay Idol, that she is the number one downloaded iTunes dance track.
Yep.
That when we were the first to announce it.
And she was saying something that something was coming down the pipe about being top 10 dance somewhere else or country.
I'm sure. I mean, nationwide. It's just, she's really fantastic. And that Just Dance song really just makes me want to dance. It's
Isn't
like,
it so?
I was trying to like not stand up because I was 20
I wanted
feet
to, I
tall.
I was dancing.
I was 20 feet tall and I was sitting in the front row like at her feet, but it was so great. I was bouncing in my chair and wanting to dance so
I was
bad.
Vibrating. I was just really happy to see it. And I just think being that it's, you know, in the middle of June 2008, we're seeing Lady Gaga on your stage at Gay Idol in a year
it's a moment.
Or two. Honestly, so huge.
Yeah.
Because of events like this and getting the word and getting the
she'll
word.
She'll be at the Grammys.
Word.
I think
oh
she'll be.
Oh, my God, absolutely. And you know what? She's a really nice person.
So sweet.
She's not weird and whatever, you know. There's some stuff.
I'm sure she's weird in all the right ways.
No,
which
quite,
like
no, great.
Fun and creative.
Artistic,
and,
yeah.
But not like a diva. Not
I'm
a bitch
just happy
diva.
To see who. Oh God,
she was
no.
lovely.
I think that would go against everything that she's doing.
Yeah, I think so.
But she's just really—it's so nice to see something different.
Oh,
you know, these cardboard cutouts of whatever.
And I think there were a number of people who hadn't heard of her yet, who didn't know her in that audience. And then by the end, every time I mentioned her name, like the audience like erupted, like thanking her. And then she came out and signed, and what a nice thing. And at the same time, I felt like we put on a good enough show that she didn't seem to overwhelm what we were doing and overwhelm our talent. And they even recorded this pre-recording
That's
tape.
That's right.
That it was like, you know, how a dance diva would of like, that she was in Chicago and a shout out to the Windy City Gay Idol. And I don't know. It was genius.
You're right. I forgot about that
And
part.
I was so impressed with that. Like that they you know, really the attention to detail is what I loved about her and her entire artist.
They spend a lot of time rehearsing. They go right from gig to gig to rehearsal to gig to gig to rehearsal. Yeah. Because that choreography is really tight.
Yeah, it is.
And she's got a new dancer now that she's working in for somewhere in Europe.
Yeah.
She has to spend 4 days with her to get her up to speed.
It's been a great, you know, there is a great resurgence with dance because Cyndi Lauper's new CD, I think, is really got some amazing, amazing tracks on it. And I haven't even talked about being really at True Colors much last week.
And interestingly enough, I got to see you within a week. Ours was June 3rd. Yours was June 10th.
Yeah.
Same concert.
Or 12th. Yeah, 10th, 11th?
11th. I think I saw it. Oh, was it?
One of those. But it was last week.
Yep.
Great. I mean, it's past week. Yeah, she just blows me away. She just blows me away every time I see Cyndi Lauper perform. So
I got to meet her, and my Facebook picture is me and her.
Oh,
and she
is
looks
it?
Very, we're the same height, and I'm so thrilled because I very rarely meet people
thing.
As little as me.
She's...
But I danced with her on stage.
Did
as
you?
As a drag king, yeah.
Aww.
We didn't get to rehearse with her. Somebody rehearsed as her. No, she talked like...
Yeah.
I said, Cyndi, I work for Proud FM. Just thank you very much for doing this. We all do our part every day. But to have a concert about, you know, the LGBT community and giving us more of a voice is great. Oh, my God, Deb, thank you so much for saying so. I mean, I just hope you have a good time at the concert.
She's so funny.
And she was tired. You know, like she was just like... And even at the end of it, she's like, this is such an important evening. I'm so happy that you're all here. It's so good. And you just know, like,
I'm done.
And then
she goes on stage and she's like, all guns a-blazing. Can I tell you my moment? Rose, and we're going to wrap up with this because we're going to have you on the next podcast because you're still going to be in town. And we're going to have lots to talk about. I want to talk about this new amazing documentary coming out about When You Knew. So we're going to talk about them asking tons of people, when did you know? But speaking of when did you know, Rosie O'Donnell, also on the True Colors tour doing her stand-up, which is so fun to see her really doing true stand-up and not just emceeing. And I thought her set was really, really nice about her mom.
Very powerful.
Very powerful. But she started off talking about when she was in Chicago and filming A League of Their Own, and she was in this Dyke movie. And I leaned over to Steven Rader, who I was with, and my other friends, and said, she wasn't out in that movie. She wasn't out when they were filming that, because Kelly, my girlfriend, was in A League of Their Own with her for 4 months. And I said, she wasn't out when she did that. And right after I said it, she goes, now, I was there with my boyfriend, Michael. Now, that's a whole other story.
Yeah,
I was like,
that's
okay.
Right.
She's like,
right.
Keeping it fucking real,
that's right? That's
right. So she talks about that and does her whole Patty Marshall, you know, role, you gotta like
it. Trying to get Madonna in on the part,
blah, right. blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, I mean, I've heard all these stories. We have an ornament on our tree that's Santa on a baseball that Rosie gave Kelly at the end of the shoot. I mean, you know, this is a huge part of the stories that I've heard of this whole time. When all these women, you know, Kelly wasn't out. Kelly was 21, 22, and, you know, Truth or Dare had just come out, which was so funny to hear Kelly say, oh, my God, not only was it Madonna, but... Amy, you have to remember, like, Truth or Dare had just come out. This was that summer. And it was like I couldn't believe I was going to be on a team of 14 girls with Madonna for 4 months, you know, playing baseball. And
I've got to watch that movie again.
And
now.
It was so funny that Rosie said the same thing. Like, Truth or Dare had just come out, and it freaked me out. And I was like, it's so
human, right,
to have the same story. So anyhow, I was kind of, like, laughing. And during a break, I was telling the guys, you know, this information that Kelly had always told me. And so we're leaving the Chicago Theater, and I always walk down the Chicago Alley because I just always have walked down that alley. It's a mystical, I suppose there's ghosts in that alley. But they had a lot of the trucks set up out there. And as we were walking to the concert, the two B-52 guys were just standing there. I mean, I was as close to them as I am to you, but I was talking on the phone. We walked right past. Well, we were coming out after the concert. There was kind of nobody around us except some, you know, roadie guys. And sitting on, like, a huge black packing box that they, you know, roll on other equipment on was Rosie, just sitting there with a couple of other people. And I passed by her and I turned to Steven or Scott. I think I turned to Scott and said, I'd love to tell her that I'm Kelly's girlfriend. And within a second, he was like, you should. And I just turned around and I walked over to her and I was like, hey, Rosie, I'm Amy Matheny. I just wanted to let you know, enjoyed you tonight. And Kelly Simpkins from League of Their Own is my girlfriend. She was like, Kelly, tall Kelly? And I was like, yeah, tall Kelly. And she was like, she wasn't gay back then. I said, I know, and neither were you. And she was like, how is Kelly? Which made all my guy friends, like, laugh. They were like, who asks you after you haven't seen somebody in 8 years? How is Kelly? You know?
How's she been keeping?
And so we were just able to kind of have that exchange, and I walked away, and I called Kelly, and she'd had a hard day that day, and I said, hey, I just want to let you know, I just talked to Rosie O'Donnell about you. And
oh, that's
nice. It
was
such an unusual little just... I mean, it wasn't about my position or my, you know, being in the gay media, I just was walking down the alley. Yeah. She was just sitting there.
That's amazing.
It was very funny. And I said to her, I said, I've never interviewed. She doesn't know. She doesn't know jack shit about me. And I said, I've never interviewed, but it'll happen and you'll know it when it does. And then I walked away and she was like, okay. And I was like, if I could have had my card somewhere close by.
Don't you just never have your card handy?
I had them on me. It was just such a fast moment that.
That's nice.
It was lovely. Like that. That's House my Kelly. Little story.
I like it.
So next show, we are going to hear your story.
Okay.
When you knew. Deb Pierce is going to be with us. Hey, guys, have a really great day. Thanks for listening to the show. And if you miss Gay Idol, it's going to happen again next year. I'm going to be doing Gay Idol till I'm 60 years old.
Geriatric Idol.
It'll be Geriatric yeah. Idol, and I'll be there. I'll be your host, Les Sparkly.
I want to thank Chicago for making me feel so welcome. I was so excited about coming here because I hadn't been here before. It's hard for me to leave, and I can't believe, A, how big it is, B, how clean it is, C, how many restaurants you have, and how important restaurants are, and how thriving, with such a competitive market of how many restaurants you have, they're all still yeah. staying open. And they all have people in
and
them.
And gays.
And the gays. Oh, and that community center?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called, your
yeah,
community center?
Our center on Halsted.
Oh,
yeah.
My God, gorgeous. You're doing it right.
You're coming back to spend more time.
All right.
But we got enough time to do one more show, so okay. We'll do that tomorrow, and then you're heading out of here.
Okay.
What have you done today to make you feel proud? Yeah, we need a change. Yeah, do it today.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This program is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light keeps it coming. Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com. And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, Amy Wooten, news editor, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast, queer and now. So what have you-